Hello, friends. We recorded this episode in a library, and the AC was just humming in the background the entire time. So I don't think it takes away from the episode, but just wanted to let you know that I tried to get it out, but it's still there. But definitely great content. Here you go. I have to decompress in the car. Like when I went to drop my daughter off this morning, I sat in the car for a good 10 minutes. Welcome back to Teacher Tales, where we give you the keys to overcoming teacher burnout, to find work-life balance, and educational bliss, if it still exists. On this Socratic session, me and Ms. Hill chat about the world of hobbies, sharing our personal anecdotes and insights that will make you reconsider how you spend your free time. At least think about it. From the pressure of feeling obligated to find a hobby to the true essence of leisure activities, we cover it all.
The thing that that's a real thing that we can say now, like BC, because you have before Christ and now you have before COVID. Take me back to before COVID, because after COVID is ghetto out here.
Well, I'm not out there, so.
Exactly. Sorry, friends.
Friends, welcome Ms. Hill back.
Hi, friends.
She is in a pouty mood today.
I am. Life is weird, y'all.
Yeah, it can get weird. Mostly for single people, yes. As I've been hearing for the past 20 minutes.
He has. I've been pouting, y'all. Sorry.
But that's what friends are for, right?
Yes. That's why he brought me here, so that I would have my human interaction for the day.
Today, we're talking about hobbies and why they are so important. So, I found this article.
Always from an
this.
Article.
Well, you got to have something to to jump from, right? And it's from, I don't really agree with this name, Hobby Slave. Anything with the word slave in it, like we don't need it.
Yeah, I've lost it. You lost my interest.
Come up with something else. Hobby Master.
Yes. Please tell me what this article says, because what?
Yeah, the 20 best hobbies and interests for teachers, compatible with teaching. So I guess presumably...
I feel like all of this is going to be a lie, but...
No, not all of it. So some of it is going to look good for your resume, it's going to help you make extra money, you get skills to be a better teacher.
When do you have time for extra jobs? Unless you're a single teacher with no kids... and nothing else to do, then you have plenty of time.
Most teachers aren't married. That's a stat. I don't remember the number, though.
But exactly. Most teachers are married. I'm not married, but I have a kid. So I don't have that time to pick up an extra job.
Well, you just talked about watching the whole season of Love is Blind twice.
I didn't watch it all. I told you. I tried to watch it and I stopped.
Well, you could have been using that time to have a hobby.
But that's 1 week. This is 1 week worth of free time.
It's spring break. That we all have some free time. Somewhere is, do you want to use the mental energy to do something?
As a single, tell me in a single parent realm, can I pick up some time to
I don't know your life.
Exactly. I don't know.
My
extra income is my coaching. That's the reality. When you take on coaching, that is taking on a second job. If I didn't want to coach, then yes, I would probably have plenty of time, because I'd be off weekends, I'd have after school.
Yeah.
But because I coach, there is no time.
That's why I stopped
on a third
coaching job.
Well,
this is talking about hobbies, not a job.
Okay.
Not a second job.
Okay.
It's like stuff for fun.
Sure.
The first thing that came up is blogging.
That's what you do.
And I don't blog.
What is a podcast? But blogging is basically talking to yourself, is it not?
It's writing, though, or typing. Moving on.
I journal.
There you go.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I would say so.
I journal.
Okay. How often do you journal?
Every night. I have to decompress through my day.
See, that's your free time.
At nighttime?
Yeah. When's your free time supposed to be?
But that's no different than like praying. Because that's what I'm doing. I'm writing down my thoughts. And it, like, at the beginning of it says, Dear God, or Dear Friend Shell, or like I write.
To yourself.
Yes. So that, like, in a year, I can go back and read this and be like, I can't believe I overcame this.
Wow. Maybe I should write some stuff down.
You should. It helps.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Especially because I don't talk to people, so I have to talk to somebody.
You talk to yourself. Number two is YouTube or TikTok. No. Absolutely not. We're definitely skipping that one.
Now, granted, I watch TikTok, YouTube not so much, but like actually getting on there and making TikToks, that sounds like way too much work that I'm not doing. The editing for TikTok is a whole job.
I would do like live stuff if I had a reason to.
That makes sense.
But creating the videos and editing, been down that road, did it for my last podcast. Definitely not doing that. That's a lot of work.
Exactly. No, thank you.
Gardening. I don't like being outside.
Now, granted, I do like being outside. I did want to garden at one point in time in my life. Because, like, everybody wants the baby boy Jody mama. We all want to be baby boy mama when she's in the back, when she's planting and sitting in her garden. So, as a woman, that's like an aspiration goal.
Is it?
It is. Because there was a point in my time... A point in time in my life when I really did want to garden. I'm just not there anymore. I don't
want to be outside getting dirty unless I'm playing a sport. If not, I'm inside.
That doesn't really bother me. But, like, I like being outside. Like, I would 100% go on a camping trip or go hiking or something of that nature.
I would do that just to be around other people. If that's what, like, if everybody was like, hey, we're going to go on a camping trip, I would go because that's where everybody going.
See, it's not because everybody else is going. I would 100% go for the solitude.
You go by yourself.
Yes.
Heck no.
I go a lot of places by myself.
Camping? You could get killed out there by animals.
You can get killed out there in the group.
Journaling, we already covered. Number four. Excellent. Yes. Well done. Let's see. Reading. You said you read books in a day.
I love reading books. But I can read, in a month, I can read about anywhere from 10 to 15 books if I really put my mind to it. But I just try to stay connected to the real world a little bit sometimes. And I have to put the books down.
Will you have a job that keeps you connected to the real world?
We've already discovered this, that I'm not that type of teacher.
Oh, yeah. You don't actually talk to people at work.
No, I don't talk to the... Like, I'd stand up in front of the class for a maximum of, like, 10 minutes and be like, all right, everybody understand what we're doing? Great. Got it. I'm going to go sit back down at my desk.
Interesting.
And then if they ask me questions, like, granted, I have an answer. But, like, most of this is independent. Like, I can't teach you how to talk. Something that you literally have to do.
You can. There are tips that you can give.
I give the tips.
High fives.
Yes, I gave the tips. But then you have to practice them for them to become...
You got to show them. Modeling.
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right, we'll see. What kind of books do you read?
It depends. I am a urban literature girl. So, basically...
What is it, like Fly Girl?
Fly Girl is one of my favorite books. The Coldest Winter Ever. Takira Allen is one of my favorite authors. Tracy Brown is another very great author. But I kind of stay in the urban literature realm. I don't watch reality TV very often, so I read, not reality TV. So
I like to read stuff that's not reality, but I'm all the way like sci-fi.
See, but like I told you, outside of me watching that vampire show, I'm not a big sci-fi person. So
they have a lot of that same stuff that the urban love stories have,
which I believe. I'm on Book Talk at this point because, like I said, I watch TikToks, but I don't make them.
Oh, TikTok with books.
Yes. And they've been recommending a lot of books that are kind of like fall under the sci-fi genre, but they are very big love stories.
I got something for you.
What?
So the author is S.J. Kincaid and the Diabolik series. Now.
How many books is this?
It's three.
Okay.
It's three. I only read books that's a series because I need the next book to read. So when I saw that name, because I had duty in the library, and this book was just like sitting up there. I'm like, nah, I don't want to read no devil stuff. I'm not into it. But it has this really cool picture where it's a butterfly. Half of it looks like a regular butterfly. Then the other half, it looks like a butterfly made out of aluminum, like steel, very shiny steel.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, I guess the marketing got me. So I looked at it. It didn't have anything to do with the devil, so that's great.
Okay.
But it's about like these androids that people have as pets. So like it looks like a person, but it's actually called a Diabolik. And they're like these, I want to say like kind of like super soldiers-ish.
Is this like iRobot?
No. They look like regular people.
Okay.
And you can teach them and stuff. But there's a huge love story that goes throughout the series.
Okay.
So it is very good.
Okay.
10 out of 10 recommend.
Sure.
The Diabolik series.
I'll ask you later. I'm going to forget this, but I'm going to ask later.
I will send it to you.
Thank you.
Okay. After reading, what's on this list? Walking? No.
I do take walks. I like walking outside.
Because you like being outside by yourself.
People watching. Yes.
Yep. There you go. You like to watch people.
Yes. And read my books.
Yes. We talked about this.
Yes.
Taking a walk sounds like a cool thing, but it's not, I would say it's not engaging enough for me.
Oh, see, it's so engaging for me because there's so much stuff going on.
Like leaves falling.
No, there's people.
What if there's no people?
That's even better. Like, it's time to, like, decompress. Like, no different than, like, do you like driving in the car? Yes, you like driving.
I prefer to just be at home.
Okay.
I don't want to drive if I don't have to drive. But if I have to drive, I will drive.
Right. So, like, taking road trips, like, when it's peak, like, when it's just you in the car. Like, are you a person that, like, when you get home, you sit in the car by yourself?
No.
Okay, never mind. Just forget it. Forget it.
As soon as I get home, I'm getting out the car. And either I'm probably playing with my son. We've been reading and doing numbers and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm turning the game on.
Oh, no. I have to decompress in the car. It's time. Like, when I went to drop my daughter off at school this morning, I sat in the car for a good, like, 10 minutes just sitting there.
Doing what? Just thinking about stuff?
Literally. Just, like, ooh. It's, like, okay.
But you're not even in school right now. What are you decompressing from?
I had a kid yesterday. Remember, I wasn't supposed to have a kid all week, and I end up having a kid all day. So that's a lot. Like, entertaining, when she's not at school.
I know.
Entertaining them for an entire day.
I know. Okay, next on the list is sports. I hoop.
I love watching sports.
What sports?
Football, track, baseball are my favorites.
You watch baseball?
I love baseball.
I feel like I haven't met another person that watches baseball.
I love baseball.
Wow. Okay, good. We can talk baseball.
Absolutely love baseball.
I play in the softball league on Fridays.
Yes, I know.
We just recently won a championship.
Congratulations.
Shout out to the free agents. I miss coaching because of being active in the sport that I'm coaching.
Makes sense.
I don't miss all the time that it takes up, though. And I've been tumbling. So I can actually tumble now. Like, I'm solid.
I'm going to learn how to tumble. That is something that I do want to get inside of a gymnastics class, a tumbling class, just to learn.
But I don't know about getting in a tumbling class.
Well, I'm putting my daughter in gymnastics.
Okay.
So when she goes, then I want to learn with her.
So you're just going to be right next to her flipping and stuff?
Yeah.
That sounds so fun. I wish I could just get somewhere and just, like, practice. Because unless the team is practicing, I don't have anywhere to go. I don't have a mat at the house. I just roll out in the backyard or anything. But, yeah, that's a lot of fun. People just randomly, when they see me in school, they just ask me to flip now.
Makes sense.
I got one cheerleader every time. She's like, Franklin, throw your back tuck right now. And sometimes I do it.
In the hallway?
Just in the hallway.
That's dangerous.
You can't even
get kids to do. Like, my cheerleaders, if I said throw, well, except for one. One kid is like a daredevil enough to do it, no matter where she is. Everybody else is like, this floor is too hard. I can't tumble on this floor. Well, that's kids.
I had a teacher. She was like, Franklin, I heard you can do a backflip. Can you do a backflip right now? We was checking out. I was doing my logs. I was like,
I turned in all my logs on time.
Well done. What time did you turn them in?
On time.
Okay.
I wasn't on any list.
That's all that matters. No lists, no emails, I'm good.
No lists, no emails.
So we was in the library. I was like, for you, I'll do a backflip. And I did one. Okay, number 8 is volunteering.
I do that with my sorority. Like, when the lady that brought me over, her request was that I stayed in our chapter for 5 years. And that I stayed active for those 5 years. And I'm at year 5, and baby, I'm out after the end of this year. I'm going to another chapter.
Okay.
But not because I don't want to do the work. I just want to go to a chapter that's closer to me. Prairie View is very far. I can't do real work at Prairie View.
Okay. Sure, now all that makes sense.
It does. Like, we have, like, every Friday, we go volunteer at Hempstead Elementary to do CHIP, where they give out the bags of food to the students. It's in Hempstead.
That's far from here.
So, like, granted, it starts at, like, 12:30. Well, my lunch starts at 12:30. It's from 12:30, basically, and my conference runs through that. So my conference is from 12:30 to 2. I could make it. I just can't make it to Hempstead. So, like, there's no way that I can participate in that, even though it's right. something that I genuinely would like to do. I just can't. Because on Fridays, I'm a teacher. We work. So it's not really happening.
Number eight, volunteer.
Number eight.
I volunteer through my church. So, you know, we do our food drives. I don't really volunteer that much.
You should.
Volunteering is great. I do like to dance, though, which is number 10. I don't like go out dancing and stuff, though.
It's been a very long time since I've been out dancing, but I do like dancing. I want to go to a trail ride so bad. So bad.
A trail ride? They dance on the trail ride? I thought it was, like, in the vehicle.
It is, but then they have, like, the part where, like, everybody parks and they eat and mingle.
Oh, yeah, see.
And they do all the, I know all the line dances and just can't get nobody to invite me to a trail ride.
I'm not from here. I don't know about all that kind of stuff. Trail rides?
You can't keep saying that you're not from here.
I'm not.
When you've been here almost 2 decades at this point.
I'm not from here, though. So all of this stuff that's ingrained in the culture of Houston.
Okay.
Number 11 is cooking.
I love to cook.
You do?
I do.
Do you bake?
No, I'm not a baker. I am a terrible baker.
I was hoping you'd make some brownies.
No, I'm actually a terrible baker. But cooking is, I'm a very old, I learned how to cook from my grandmother and my great-grandmother. So I still cook in that way. So I'm not the healthy cooker, but I love to cook.
I cook when Kia says, I'm not making nothing. You got to cook today.
No, like I cook every Sunday.
What about the other 6 days?
Well, no, I cook 4 days
like
out of the
meal
week.
Prep.
No, I cook. I'm not a fan of meal preps. That's microwavable food, and I don't like food that, like, granted, one day.
So you like to have, you cook everything all the time? Heck, that's
what
much
I'm saying.
Work.
I'm
got to clean up?
I'm an old school cooker. Like, that's, I like eating hot meals, and it gives me joy.
Me too. I don't want to make it, though.
Oh, see, I don't mind making it. Again, that's a hobby. So, like, every Sunday, I'm going to make something that's Southern, whether it's smothered chicken, oxtails, smother turkey, like.
I'm bringing the family to your house.
Sure.
Come
on.
That's too far.
No, and that's the problem. Everybody in my family says, I don't know how to cook for, like, a family of four. I genuinely don't. I cook for, like, masses. Like, when I make gumbo, it's really, really not a good thing. Because I have a pot. Like, I make it in the big pot.
I've always made way too much food.
Yeah.
And it just became three of us. So, when it was just me and Kia for the first 8 years of our marriage, I would just make way too much food.
Yeah.
And then she only eats leftovers maybe a day. She'll eat them for a day.
Yeah.
Maybe two. After that, it's on me.
Go.
I have to eat all of the rest of the food.
No, see, when I was married and when it was me and my husband, I would cook. I can cook for like a family of four, and I can kind of make that work. But like under four is very hard for me. So when it was just the two of us, I would cook. I would pack his lunch. He would take that, and then he would take another one to his coworker that wife just didn't cook. So it always kind of worked. And I would take one for lunch. Then basically that's the
all
meal.
Food's gone.
It's all the food's gone.
Good.
So then I can come home and make a whole new meal. But that's fun to me.
Music is number 12.
I love music.
I also love music. Do you play any music?
I do not. Never gained that skill, unfortunately.
Anybody can learn how to play.
Very true. I was in piano classes
Piano.
When I was a little girl, but never stuck.
I have 4 guitars.
Really?
Yeah. I know how to play, but since Carter was born, I just haven't, between the podcast and work and then starting school, it just, and coaching before, like, there was just no time. I used to wake up 30 minutes early to practice.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I will get back to it at some point. Not right now.
When Carter gets older and you get out of school.
It doesn't have to be that long when I get out of school. End of the summer.
Well, when I say older, I mean like 5.
That's 3 years from now.
That's not that long.
I'd be practicing way before then.
Okay, okay.
Give me like till next year.
Okay, got it.
Next summer. Because I'm going to start my dual credit stuff in the spring. So I'm going
to. All right.
Next summer, I'll be back.
All right.
I hope. Maybe this summer. We'll see.
I'll come back on the podcast to check.
Number 13 is crafts. Do you make stuff?
No, I'm not crafty at all. Absolutely not.
Okay,
not
moving on.
Not my ministry. No. Even though I have like a t-shirt maker. I can make t-shirts. But like,
they're not good?
No, like I could steal somebody else's design and put my name on it and cut it out and paste it. My best friend does that though. My best friend is very crafty. I'm just not.
Moving on, number 15, photography.
I like getting my picture taken. I just when my daughter was little, I genuinely wanted to get into photography. I just never followed through with it, honestly. Because I get at least 2 sessions of professional photography done every year.
Really?
I love taking pictures. I love getting, like I said, getting my picture taken. But those memories are something that matter to me. So every year, I take like a big family one, and then like me and my daughter do whatever we do.
Like the ones in your classroom?
Yes.
I don't take pictures.
No, you don't.
I don't care.
No, you don't.
I like taking pictures too, though. Like, so if people are snapping, I'm not running from the camera. I like the camera.
Just don't.
I'm not going out of my way to take pictures.
No, see, like this morning.
If I had like one of those nice cameras, though, I would take pictures.
No,
like, maybe I would take walks more, and I would take pictures.
Yeah, of nature.
If I had a camera. A real camera, not like my phone camera.
This morning, I think I took like 10 pictures of my daughter. I take pictures of her every day, though.
I'm more mindful of that because parents, grandparents want pictures. Yes. And then people are always asking, like,
what does she look like?
Let me see, yeah.
Yeah, see? She wasn't in the pose and mood this morning, but like.
You gotta have something that's like up to date.
I tried.
Maybe I'll get one of those nice cameras. On the cheap Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
And then I'll start taking walks and taking pictures. I'll knock some of these things out.
All these conditional things that have to happen.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. See, now this one, traveling is not a hobby.
No, it's not a hobby, but.
There's so much more that has to go on for you to travel.
I went to Dallas and I drove.
You did?
I drove.
So you went to your friend's thing first?
I did. I went to the grand opening, and then I drove.
Look at you.
I'm trying to be a better friend and more present and more social.
Good job.
So I went to both. Driving by yourself is, that was a lot. That was a lot.
I always listen to podcasts when I drive.
See, and I that's what somebody said, but I just didn't. I played music, but like after a while, that got old.
Yeah.
And it's not like you can like scroll on TikTok and then because you're supposed to be focusing on the ride and the drive. So
it's
supposed to be. I was just like, I'm sleepy.
Gum.
I bought all the snacks. And when all the candy was gone, I was like.
Oh, my gosh.
I did.
You gotta chew gum.
I bought a lot of candy. And all the candy was gone real fast.
I like traveling. I just don't ever do it.
I travel at least like twice a year. So.
I'm broke.
We know. you love to tell me that.
And everybody that's like, oh, there's a way and blah, blah, blah. No, stop it. Like, I'm not going into debt to travel.
Well, that's the thing. You're responsible. So you're not broke. You're responsible. Because all of your things are taken care of. Everybody else is irresponsible.
Not everybody else.
Yes, they are. Taking the trip on Afterpay is irresponsible. But we do it.
Yep. And I'm not that. Because
exactly.
Taking a trip is too expensive.
It is.
Like, if it's something that's, like, $100, you can, like, kind of finagle that. But trips are more than that. Hundreds of dollars.
We're going to Disney World next month in April for my nephew's 5th birthday. And I'm still mad.
My dad is doing something this year. He wants everybody to come up to Detroit. And he was talking about going to a Lions game. And he was like, I don't know, maybe, like, I forgot what he said. I think he said like $1,000 per person would like cover everything. I'm like, that's $2,000. Absolutely not. And people, and they say like, oh, you have time to get it together. I'm like, I'm not going to be making any more money between
you
now.
You sound like my sister. In the time. My sister hates when I say that because, like, granted, like, when I pay all my bills, I have, depending on, like, what I do, I still have a good chunk of my money left over.
I do not.
Yeah, my sister doesn't either. My sister has, she will tell you all the time, she has two kids that are both in daycare.
Oh,
they
my
have
God.
Two cars.
Yeah.
She's basically, like she said, she's paying two mortgages because their mortgage and then daycare is another mortgage.
Yep.
Then they have to pay car notes. Yep. Then they have to pay all the other bills.
Yep.
And that doesn't include living.
Right.
So, like, she was like, you, like, when you say those things, do you understand that, like, we are not millionaires. We are two. She's a principal. He's a coach. They make middle income. They ain't got it. So it's not going to matter if, if the trip's not 6 months from now, I'm not going to have it. I'm not going to have it because something else is going to come up in those 6 months. I'd be like, yes, ma'am.
That's it.
I got one kid. Got one kid.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yoga is number 17.
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
Just no.
Mm-mm.
If it's between, like, yoga, playing basketball, lifting, or playing a game, yoga's last.
Oh, see, yoga's first to me on that list.
I mean, like, that's the thing that I would least do.
Oh, no, see, that's the thing I would most do out of that list for me.
Well, that's not your, that's my list.
Yeah, that's what I said. No, but like I don't, maybe I just don't get yoga. Like it's like
stretching.
Yes, but it's not just stretching because you're supposed, it's like meditating and stretching, and like it's given a lot of work that has to be done at the same time because you're supposed to like clear your mind and open up your heart and downward, like, listen, can I just touch my toes? What are we doing? Touch my toes to teach
all of that extra stuff.
Yes, that's what I said. I don't get yoga.
Because even when I'm lifting, I'm listening to a podcast. Like, I'm not, it's like a clear your mind thing. It's kind of like this, like, oh, what am I supposed to think about?
Nothing.
Again, nothing.
That's what I say. I don't, it's a no for me.
Yeah. Okay. If somebody was like, hey, y'all, we going to yoga, I would go, though.
I've been invited to a yoga class once, and
No.
It was hard. I was
be
like,
laughing.
What is this? What are we doing?
I would do it for like the challenge of having to like stretch and do those
things.
It's
not stuff. Like it's not easy. Like when people invite you to yoga classes, they're not inviting you to like the beginner yoga classes.
Right.
They're inviting you to their level because they yoga.
They've been doing it.
They've been doing
six
this.
Months,
so like when you
year.
Get in there, it's like, wait, my body don't move.
I don't
like,
do this.
And then like hot yoga, it was a lot. It was
okay.
A lot.
No yoga. Number 18. Coloring. Very underrated.
I've never been a good color.
Shaking her head.
Yeah, sorry, y'all. Forgot I'm talking on the podcast.
Friends.
Sorry, friends. I can't color in the lines, so no, thank you.
You cannot color in lines?
No.
Even if you try?
I mean, probably if I tried, I just haven't tried. Like, they have, like, those little paint things where, like, you color, like, they give you, like, a set of colors and, like, you paint. And it makes like a pretty picture. I said I was gonna try, but I just feel like that's gonna be a waste of my money because I cannot color like in the lines like that.
So I used to color every day at lunch. So we have like these big
Mr. Franklin.
I'm not kidding. Last school year. You know how like there's these big pictures, it's all black and white.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a bunch of different patterns.
Yes.
So my department head, she put it up there and was like, you know, maybe somebody will want to color on this on their lunch break. And so I would go in there. Sometimes I wouldn't even eat lunch. I would put my food in the microwave.
And forget.
Not forget. My goal was to finish what I started. Whatever pattern we were doing or I was doing, I would color it. I colored dang near the whole thing. And it was like a huge poster on the wall. And everybody else will be into it. Like, dang, let's see what he's going to come up with. Let's look at the design. What colors is he going to use? I'm telling you. I think I may still have a picture, but this thing was huge. And every day I would be in there coloring.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Color pencils.
Mm-hmm.
Underrated.
I believe it.
Seriously underrated.
I believe it.
If I have a picture, I'll show you.
Okay.
Okay, 19. This just says DIY.
Nope.
I'm not doing stuff. Mm-mm. Unless Kia tell me to. Shout out to my wife. If she say do something, I'm going to do it. But otherwise, I don't. I don't want to try to fix something and then make it worse. Because now I'm going to have to pay somebody
to come fix what,
fix what I messed up.
Correct. I built a playground set in the backyard for my daughter, and I still can't believe that it's standing up.
Good job.
It was like Bobbiana the Builder. That's what I called myself.
Bobbiana?
Bobbiana.
That's not a name.
It's a joke. Like Bob the Builder. Bobbiana.
All right. Number 20. Last one. Learn a new language.
No, thank you.
The look of disdain.
Because I'm like, what? No. That's not my ministry either, y'all.
If I was going somewhere, maybe I would learn
factual
language.
And saying that I want to get out of this place of the United States of America, I may need to learn another language.
You should move and be a teacher somewhere else.
Mm-mm.
I have somebody, like, I know somebody, she's a teacher in France, I think.
I know one of my former students is a teacher in Japan. One of my she was a teacher when I was in high school. She's in Dubai.
You got to get these people to come on the show.
I will.
International.
I haven't seen, I always mess up her name.
Time to be social.
Yeah, sure.
Send those messages out. Hey, check out this podcast, Teacher Tales.
Sure.
And
I posted on my social media.
Just say, I know the host. He's a really great guy.
Yeah, he's my teacher bestie.
He would love to have you on the show.
That caused so much confusion at work for me because I posted that you were my teacher bestie.
Uh-oh, Dominique probably wouldn't have you about
the fact that you knew.
Shout out to Mr. Nelson.
Mr. Nelson was not playing. I was like, you're not my teacher bestie. Like, what are we talking about? But then my actual teacher bestie was like, who is your teacher bestie? I was like, oh, okay, this is giving ghetto. Like, it's not that serious, y'all.
Well, if you had to give some advice to a teacher about getting a hobby, what advice would you give that person?
They most likely already have a hobby, honestly.
Do something fun. I think that we all have to be challenged in three ways. Academically, challenge our mind, challenge us socially, and physically.
Oh, Lord.
We need to be challenged in those three ways to have a well-rounded, fulfilling life.
Sure.
Well, teachers out there, friends, buddies, get a hobby. Your life is not just about work.
Correct.
You have to have somewhere else to go and something else to do that can help you decompress, that'll balance out all the work that you have to do, that we're all required to
do. Don't let your hobby feel like something that you have to do, though. Let it be something that you want to do.
Something that you, there we go.
Because people take on things and they're like, okay, I have to work out. Like, working out isn't a hobby for some people because it feels like another job. So, like, find something in that makes you happy. So, like, if working out feels like a job, then maybe listening to podcasts while you're working out doesn't feel like a job. It makes it seem like it goes by faster. So, find things that make your life happy even in the moments that are like, I have to do this.
I hope you all enjoyed that conversation between me and Ms. Hill. It is always really fun having her on, and we can talk and laugh and share our lives as teachers and the keys to unlocking the teacher life that you desire. Before we get out of here, remember, finding hobbies, positive hobbies, healthy hobbies that bring you genuine happiness is the goal. Also, you're not obligated to do anything. Enjoy your hobby as often as your schedule will allow. Sometimes it is worth the extra mile of pushing yourself to do the things that are difficult, like working out, sometimes reading or picking up something new that will help you that may be a little challenging. As always, thank you for listening. Keep teaching, keep learning, and I will see you all on the next journey.